WROCV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The head honcho at Boeing with an emotional speech to employees about the door plug issue involving its 737 MAX 9 jetliners.
Boeing president and CEO David Calhoun telling the entire company he's grateful no one died when that door plug on one of its 737 MAX 9 planes ripped off in flight.
All I could think about, I didn't know what happened to whoever was supposed to be in the seat next to that hole.
Calhoun apologizing for the mistake that led to the door failure, promising to make sure every Boeing jet is safe and this never happens again. Andy Field, ABC News.
U.S. and British warships and U.S. warplanes were able to shoot down 21 kamikaze drones and missiles fired on Red Sea shipping by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. His New York business fraud trial winding down. Donald Trump plans to deliver part of the defense closing argument himself tomorrow. New York seeking a $370 million penalty. This is ABC News. A day after a man in Las Vegas was sentenced in a battery case, he was back before another judge in the case of the judge he attacked last week.
Hello, are you Mr. Redden?
Wearing a surgical mask and shackles, Deober Redden appeared in front of a new judge on a list of charges stemming from his attack seen on video that went viral as he jumped, flying over the bench of Judge Mary Kay Holthus last week. The new judge laying out the many new counts.
Count one, attempt murder, victim 60 years of age or older, a felony.
Redden will not be able to post bail because he's already in jail in the previous battery case he was being sentenced for when he was seen attacking the judge. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Concord, North Carolina reached a $25 million settlement with Ronnie Wallace Long, wrongfully convicted and imprisoned in the 1976 rape of a white woman convicted by an all-white jury. Long was released in 2020 after a federal appeals court ordered a new hearing. Later, Governor Roy Cooper declared Long innocent. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Is your hometown radio refreshed? Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy, 31 today with light snow developing by late this afternoon. Tonight, light snow will continue. We could get a couple of inches by the time the snow ends tomorrow morning. Our low tonight, 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 29. More snow and wind Friday into Saturday. After that, it is going to get really cold. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
1670 AM, The Zone.
Spreading farm information and occasionally manure. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Welcome in to a Wednesday morning. Glad to have you along with us. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Well, go ahead and use our talk text line. Let me know how you managed through all the snow yesterday. That number again, 877-301-FARM. Remember, you can call it or you can text it. 877-301-3276. I know for my part, I made a couple different passes on my driveway yesterday with the snowblower just to try to stay ahead of the volume on the snow, not because it was going to get so high, but because it was going to get so heavy. It was definitely that. I'm sure that a lot of folks that are out there still plowing roads for your community can tell you all about it. We'll talk weather with Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, in a little bit. For today, as far as the forecast is concerned, still cloudy skies on the way, but a decent enough day to start for the cleanup because we've got more snow on the way later this week. Today, we'll have cloudy skies, 31 our expected high, winds today out of the west-southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll drop down to 22, and there is a possibility that we could see a few more snowflakes in the overnight hours. For Thursday, cloudy skies and 28. Friday, more snow back in the forecast, and it's going to be windy. Friday's highs, no better than 31, but again, winds out of the northeast on Friday, up to 23 miles an hour. We'll find out what Stu has to say about that. Also, catching up with Wisconsin Senator Joan Baldwin. Today, there's a public hearing on the Senate Agriculture and Tourism Committee. One of the items they're going to be talking about, the Wisconsin State Fair. And speaking of fairs, our county fair representatives are still in Wisconsin Dells at their annual convention. Charity Seebecker is along with them. She says the good news, exhibitor numbers are back up post-pandemic. Lots of information coming your way.
This year, Dairyland Seed is introducing our best corn of all time. Again. That sound you just heard? That's the sound of a full lineup of top-performing hybrids bringing the yield like never before. It's the sound of even stronger traits bred specifically to boost corn bushels per acre in your soil. And it's the sound of workhorse corn seed proven to outperform yet again in independent head-to-head trials. See the latest corn performance data at showmethecornyield.com. That's showmethecornyield.com.
I was called January, February, March. Meeting season, education season, you know, conferences are always happening. And I came to the Western Wisconsin Ag Lenders Conference to learn a little bit more about what's going on in the dairy market. And I've got Dr. Maren Bozek. He's the Assistant Professor for Applied Sciences, University of Minnesota. I want to hear your take on the dairy market outlet.
We talked about two different topics this morning at the Western Wisconsin Ag Lenders Conference. We talked about what's going on in the markets right now and what's likely to happen in 2024. We've seen prices being quite soft lately in dairy markets. You know, yesterday morning, the spot markets, the cheese is fairly low. Butter is still doing well, but the whey is not too high. When you combine them together, you arrive at an implied class 3 price of $14.30 or $14.40, something like that. That's not a price at which many dairy producers would be profitable. So we discussed this morning at a conference what were the causes of those soft prices, and one of the main causes is the sluggish demand, both domestic here in the United States as well as the export demand. Our cows are getting better at a faster clip than our domestic population is growing, so we rely either on growth in per capita consumption or exports to clear the market. And if that doesn't happen, we have to cut back the number of dairy cows. Overseas, our exports are not great. South Korea exports have dropped. Japan exports have dropped in cheese. Mexico has still gone up, but when you look at world overall, we're still down in pounds of cheese exported versus a year ago. There's no signs that that's going to be substantially different for the rest of 2024. Maybe in the first quarter of 2024, we'll recover some of that. But long term, there are no signs that, you know, that we could point to for excessive optimism. And then looking back home, In the United States, per capita consumption of cheese didn't go up as much as usual. And what contributes to that is that people are, again, paying student loans. The interest rates went higher. The food stamps benefits have expired or have been reduced. So across multiple fronts, people just have less in their wallet to spend on fancy items and to spend on groceries. And there is part of, you know, is seeing some of the impact there. There was an interesting question from the audience whether we are starting to see the impact of Ozempic, which is a drug that essentially makes you not feel hungry, so you lose more weight. And I've just read some analysts' report on that as a potential wild card for 2024. I don't know that the impact is already big enough to be noticeable. But I am reminded of various fads over the previous few decades where first it starts with a few Hollywood celebrities, and then if people take that on, the impact is seen. The Atkins diet, for example, that caused a rally in beef prices 20 years ago. So all things considered, demand is not great. The demand outlook is not great. And on the supply side, yes, we are contracting milk production, but the milk solids are still growing. So maybe we are not producing as much milk volume-wise, but when you tally up all the pounds of butterfat and protein that are being produced, we're still growing year over year. And you don't make cheese with water. You make cheese with butterfat and protein. So there's still more cheese.
Well, you brought up kind of a dismal look at our dairy market outlets, but the farmers are still going to be out there, and there's some support that happens to keep them going. What kind of support is out there, and what are your suggestions on the use of it?
Well, so I was also this morning, like, if I sound pessimistic short term, I do want to emphasize that longer term, I'm much more optimistic on the export prospects. What we've seen over the last few decades is that Europe and New Zealand are main competitors in exports of dairy products. New Zealand has basically reached their carrying capacity. They are an island. They cannot expand anymore the way they used to 10 years ago or more. And European Union has other priorities. They're more focused on reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and they seem to be willing to throw their dairy producers under the bus. And that's the world in which we can grow and thrive. And maybe not next 6 months, but next 6 years, I believe are going to be good for dairy exports. In the meantime, what can we do short term? There are several programs that we discussed this afternoon: dairy margin coverage, dairy revenue protection, livestock gross margin for dairy cattle. When it comes to dairy margin coverage, I encouraged everyone to sign up for 2024 when the sign up is reopened. In 2023, 10 out of 11 months for which we know the margins already would have resulted or had resulted in payments to dairy producers that chose $9.50 tier one coverage level. That's certainly something that everybody should do on the first 5 million pounds eligible, even for 2024 and going forward. What I did caution folks is that the all milk price is what is used for determining the dairy margin coverage margins. And all milk price for the last 5 years was about $2 higher than class three price. Over the next few months, we anticipate it's going to be about $4.50 higher than class three price. And what that means is that here in Wisconsin, in Minnesota, in the upper Midwest, where milk prices reflect predominantly class three prices, we are going to see the pinch in our profitability. And dairy margin coverage may not pay at the same time. The payments may be much lower than the deficit that we're feeling on the farm. And that's because class four prices are so much higher than class three prices right now. I don't know that I can tell you with full confidence or with any confidence that the class four prices are going to be lower than class three prices in the fourth quarter of 2024 and going into 2025. We are seeing a lot of new cheese plant capacity coming online, most of that in 2025. So I would anticipate that the spread between class three and class four, with class four being higher than class three, would persist. And if that indeed becomes the case, then having a risk management plan that goes beyond dairy margin coverage will be very important. Dairy revenue protection settles on class three. It can also settle on class three, class four if you choose it, but most folks in our area use it on a class three basis. So there, if class three prices go down, you're going to get that indemnity, whereas dairy margin coverage may not pay.
The market that's out there, are we going to be able to move all that new cheese that's made, that's being made?
Well, we'll find a market. The question is, at what price will we find that market? You know, if we have to find a market domestically, we're going to find that market at a price at a, that many dairy producers would find too low to stay in business. So my concern is that in 2025, we are going to have a cheese glut, and unless all of that goes, or most of that goes overseas for exports, we're going to have problems here domestically. The markets don't seem to see that yet, or perhaps 2025 futures are still not very credible. But, you know, the fourth quarter of 2024 going into the first quarter of 2025, prices are not in their 20s, but they're much higher than what the current spot markets are. So my message to all dairy producers would be that they should look to book DRP for first and the second quarter of 2025 as soon as they have any reasonable opportunity to do that. And then as soon as the third quarter of 2025 opens up, which will be March 16th of this year, then they should look into booking third quarter of 2025 as soon as they can as well.
I'm really curious about the federal milk marketing orders. And boy, they're having a lot of talks. They're going to start up again here on January 16th in Carmel, Indiana. What are some of the hot topics that are coming out of those talks so far?
So in general, federal marketing order hearing can be seen as a big maintenance. There are no radical reforms being heard at this hearing. There will rather tweaks around the edges based on the structure that is currently in force. So how do we price beverage milk? What is a fair way to go from butter price to butterfat price, from cheese price to protein price, from commodity prices to component prices, in other words? What is a fair way to price cheese? Should we be pricing it based on barrels or only on blocks? How do we properly incentivize milk to move across the country from surplus to deficit areas? So that those are all, I would consider, classic topics of federal orders. At the end of the day, I don't believe that the cumulative effect of these reforms are going to be market improvement in dairy producer well-being, and also probably not so much even for dairy processors when everything is said and done. For us in the upper Midwest, I don't think that we should be waiting for results with bated breath. We don't have a lot of fluid milk. We have a lot of processors here in Wisconsin, the private processors, and some of them have already decided that the federal orders as they exist today are just not very interesting for them anymore, and they're going to price their milk, they're going to price their milk. And they have decided not to participate in the federal orders anymore.
I appreciate your insight on the dairy market outlook and federal milk marketing orders. And that was Dr. Maren Bozek. He's the assistant professor for applied sciences from the University of Minnesota. And I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. The loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
In our neighbors in need.
Sows, cows, plows. Heck, anything connected to farming's on the menu here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
And weather definitely connected to agriculture, and the weather we've experienced in the past 24 hours time, not necessarily a surprise to a lot of Wisconsinites, but then again, time to talk about it. Our Compure Financial Ag Weather Updates, Tumach Ag Meteorologist joining us. I got a text message from Stan up by the Green Bay area this morning. They only picked up about 4 to 5 inches, but no matter where you were, it was heavy. Now, yesterday, basically, I made two separate passes with my snowblower, and my driveway is not real big, but I figured if the machine was going to make it, I had to kind of keep at it because that stuff was heavy. Then the plow went through, and I felt like one of those commercials you see on TV trying to jump the hump just to get on the road.
Yeah, they left the ridge, and it looks to me, at least from all the amounts coming in at this point this morning, Madison was probably the winner yesterday, 5.7 inches. Winner, loser, take it as it comes. La Crosse, about 4 inches. I see Eau Claire at 2 in Milwaukee, only 1.7.
Oh, really?
They also had 93 hundredths of an inch of moisture, so it was a lot of rain. I see Iola, 3.7. That's about the ones coming in. Hayward, 0.3 inches.
Oh, wow. So literally, Madison was the one in the bullseye, kind of, so to speak. Did Southwest Wisconsin get heavier amounts?
Southwest got some of that as well in the 4-and-plus range. So, you know, we had snow. It was wet, like you say. I smeared it around with the skid loader, left a lot of ice in the yard late yesterday. Have to deal with that today. We get a little break today, but guess what? A quick moving little system drops in from the northwest. I'd expect some snow tonight into tomorrow morning. Could be another inch or two. There'll be another system building up from the southwest like what we saw yesterday, Friday and Friday night. There could very well be some, 3 to 6 inch amounts of snow, especially across that south and southeast Wisconsin area. We'll watch that one develop. I'll have forecast details right after this.
What does supporting rural communities look like? At Compure Financial, we believe it starts with giving back. That's why we are here, with grants that invest in the communities we serve to help beginning farmers, fund agricultural education, support first responders, stimulate economic growth, and partner with causes that matter to our clients. Visit Compure.com to learn more. Compure Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodashvet.com. Innovation, that's BioVet.
All right, buddy, give me the details and prepare me for what's next.
All right. Well, today is kind of quiet, a little blowing snow clean out. No doubt about that. A cloudy day. Most of us hold in the very low 30s. La Crosse may struggle for a 30, and the northwest winds will become south here later in the day. 5 to 10, a little gusty this morning, yet they will diminish. Cloudy skies, snow developing even late afternoon in the west, late tonight in the east. An inch or two could accumulate through the nighttime as we drop to the low 20s. And I expect to see south winds become northwest overnight, about 5 to 15. Snow is already done tomorrow morning in the west, ends early tomorrow in the east, and we may find our way struggling into the upper 20s or almost 30. West winds about 5 to 10. And there's that next system. Even late Thursday night, snow develops. Snow Friday, blowing snow and the like. upper 20s at best. And that's where I say it might be some 3, 5, 6 inch amounts, Pam, Friday into Saturday, and winds gusting to 20 and 25. That's going to seem like a winter storm as we wrap up the week and start the weekend.
But it's probably not going to be as heavy as this stuff. Isn't it a drier storm?
Probably not as wet. It'll be more blowing and... Yeah. Then it makes more cleanup. So.
Yeah, well, all right. Okay, we'll catch up with you tomorrow. Thanks, buddy.
All right, see ya.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist with your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Compeer Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture in rural America. Visit Compeer.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The head honcho at Boeing with an emotional speech to employees about the door plug issue involving its 737 MAX 9 jetliners.
Boeing president and CEO David Calhoun telling the entire company he's grateful no one died when that door plug on one of its 737 MAX 9 planes ripped off in flight.
All I could think about, I didn't know what happened to whoever was supposed to be in the seat next to that hole.
Calhoun apologizing for the mistake that led to the door failure, promising to make sure every Boeing jet is safe and this never happens again. Andy Field, ABC News.
U.S. and British warships and U.S. warplanes were able to shoot down 21 kamikaze drones and missiles fired on Red Sea shipping by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. His New York business fraud trial winding down, Donald Trump plans to deliver part of the defense closing argument himself tomorrow. New York seeking a $370 million penalty. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wet, heavy snow fell in much of southern and eastern Wisconsin until late on Tuesday. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells Jane Mattenier that 40-mile-per-hour winds will keep driving hazardous until the snow ends.
When you get underneath one of those snow bands, you'll see some snow accumulating a lot quicker out there.
making it harder for the plows to keep up with. But they've been doing an awesome job so far. Mm-hmm. I've been checking cameras across the state. Hats off to you guys.
Wet, heavy snow is causing some power outages. Governor Evers says he's having a hard time finding a new Department of Natural Resources secretary. The Republican-controlled state Senate fired 8 of his appointees to different boards and commissions last fall. Evers says some candidates he's considered tell him they don't want to put their families in that situation. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin travels to Ohio State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's basketball, the number 15th ranked Badgers take on the Buckeyes tonight in Columbus. Number 11th ranked Marquette is at home tonight. They're going to host the Butler Bulldogs. NFL, the Packers at practice preparing for Dallas. Jordan Love with 2 touchdowns against Chicago threw a rocket to receiver Dontavian Wicks right in the belly at the goal line. I asked him, did he know that Love had a fastball?
Yeah, he got it. I guess he seen it open fast. All I just seen was his arm. And the ball was on me, so, you know, he put it there. Had my stomach hurting a little bit, you know. But, you know, he made a play, you know, and that's our job to make plays for him.
And for the second year in a row, Mike McCarthy will face his old team. The Cowboys head coach said this time, no more questions about his days in Green Bay.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, the drama of it, I'm sure you guys will love. I will not participate this year. It's playoff time. It doesn't matter who we play, to be honest with you.
That's Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as
mostly cloudy, 31 today with light snow developing by late this afternoon. Tonight, light snow will continue. We could get a couple of inches by the time the snow ends tomorrow morning. Our low tonight, 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 29. More snow and wind Friday into Saturday. After that, it is going to get really cold. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You know know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003, 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown, Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
America is
from the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
He can come off the bench and give you that quick scoring punch.
If Old McDonald was real and actually had a farm, she'd talk about it. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, today they are going to be talking about Wisconsin's Farmland Preservation Program. Do you think that landowners that are enrolled in the Wisconsin Farmland Preservation Program should also be allowed to put up solar farms? That's one of the conflicts that they want to try to walk through today. It's a public hearing, Wisconsin Senate on Agriculture and Tourism talking about that. They're also focused in on what's happening with our rural wells and trying to make sure they're getting improved, and a change to the admission price, perhaps, to the Wisconsin State Fair. We'll be talking about that in just moments with Senator Joan Bollwig from Marquessan joining us on this Wednesday. I'm Pam Yonke. Really glad you're along with us. I wish I could provide you better news as far as the weather is concerned. What we picked up yesterday is just the taste of some fairly bitter weather that we're going to end the week with. Today we'll have cloudy skies, around 31 degrees, winds out of the west-southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight down to 22, maybe a few more snowflakes tonight into Thursday morning. Tomorrow mostly cloudy and 28, and then Friday another series of storms comes to the state of Wisconsin, bringing snow, some fairly bitter temperatures, and a lot of wind. Friday's daytime highs around 31 with snow. Winds out of the northeast on Friday around 23 miles an hour. And then it looks like it kind of works its way through by Saturday morning. We'll have to keep an eye on it, and that's exactly what we'll do. So today is the 10th day of January. What can I tell you? Today it looks like it's mostly about birthdays. On this day back in 1865, Mary Ingalls was born in Pepin, Wisconsin. Mary Ingalls, of course, was the older sister of Laura Ingalls Wilder, the author of the Little House series. But a bout with scarlet fever left Mary blind in 1879. She enrolled in the College for the Blind in Vinton, Iowa, died in South Dakota in 1928. Mary Ingalls, born in Pepin, Wisconsin on this day back in 1865. Happy birthday also today to boxer George Foreman. The British rock star Rod Stewart celebrating a birthday, and Pat Benatar, another singer-songwriter, celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday to all. And now you know, it's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's Steffes Group.com. Of course, want you to get online and see all the great items that they are still selling in calendar year 2024. And always remember, you can give them a call if you're looking at a sale possibility yourself. That's 800-726-8609. 800-726-8609. Ashley Hune from the Steffes Group back along with us. And this is that kind of time of the year where you're trying to gear up for 2024, not just as a company, Ashley, but also professionally. I know our Wisconsin Auctioneer Association getting together this weekend in Wisconsin Dells for their annual gathering. You guys are always improving one way or the other as a staff or as individuals, huh?
Yeah, truly. You know, our company sales meeting is this week, and we're getting together and we're bringing in different groups as far as advertising and different things like that. Just talking about the competitive advantage that we have and what this year is going to look like. I think, you know, as far as the buzz going around, it was such a hot year last year with high prices and things like that. we think some of that's going to continue through, you know, at least the spring and bleed into summer. And January is typically a month where we're not as busy, even though I just looked on the first bi-monthly, there's only 300 and some lots on that sale. So things just continue to keep rolling, and we're just so grateful for the year we had, and we're looking forward to this year.
Now, when you get together, do you folks talk about outside influences, Ashley, like interest rates, lending opportunities, you know, if our growers are going to have available credit? Tell me a little bit about the internal educating that you and your staff go through to make sure you're staying sharp.
Yeah, truly. I mean, you just mentioned a couple of our leading indicators that affect agriculture and prices, whether it's either on land or machinery, and that is commodity prices, interest rates, and, you know, production of what's actually out there. So, you know, no one knows what the production is going to be for this year yet, but we do know that our interest rates are up and, you know, prices overall of everything are up. So we're a little bit concerned about the profitability on the farm this year.
Yeah, right. Well, and everything is kind of on a day by day, especially as we get closer and closer to an election. But the talk of interest rates coming down, wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing for anybody, would it, Ashley?
No, it really wouldn't. You just look at the buying power that everybody has. And, you know, last year there was a lot of cash floating around. And of course, a lot of that got used up at the end of the year. So we'll see. You know, cash is king when the interest rates are this high.
Boy, that's for sure. Again, like we said, Ashley Hewen from that Steffes Group along with us. Please go to their website. That's steffesgroup.com. As he said, you're still going to see plenty of activity that you can stay engaged in. Or if you're thinking about possibly a sale yourself, 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. And regardless of the weather we're experiencing in Wisconsin, your folks are always ready to come on out and evaluate things if somebody wants to get on your calendar for this year, right, Ashley?
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting now that a lot of them auctions have disappeared on the website. Some of the ones that are already happening next summer are kind of floating to the top.
Yep. That is the way that it goes, for sure. All right, my friend. Well, enjoy the rest of the conference with your peers and cohorts. We'll catch up with you next week. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Excellent. Ashley Hewen again back along with us from the Steffes Group. As I said, you want to see what's going on, you can follow along online. They've got that downloadable app, so you're never missing a bid. That's steffesgroup.com, steffesgroup.com. Call them 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewen from the Steffes Group.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Now, here's a fun fact for you. Did you know that the average adult has anywhere from 2,000 to 10,000 taste buds? Yeah. Here's the sad part, though. We lose taste buds as we get older. What? Don't you want every one of those taste buds to be happy? Well, I've got an answer. Bavaria Sausage. Yep. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here for Bavaria Sausage at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5, or always open online, BavariaSausage.com. I'll tell you what, every one of those taste buds in your mouth will jump for joy when they see what's coming their way. The authentic old world flavor of their brats. What about all of the artisan cheeses and all of the unique flavors in between? Don't let one of those taste buds be disappointed. Head on over, BavariaSausage.com, or the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Tell them the Farm Babe sent you. Tonight is the big night at the Wisconsin Fair Association's annual convention that's happening up in Wisconsin Dells. Charity Seebecker had a chance to join up with the folks yesterday during the winter storm and found out that the good news going into 2024, according to Jamie Butke, executive secretary of the Wisconsin Fair Association, is that exhibitor numbers have rebounded well post-pandemic.
people still have a love for the fair. They want to come to the fair, and it is adamant because your food sales are high. Fairs are breaking attendance. If they weren't having weather issues, they were doing like better than they've done since prior to COVID. So exhibitor-wise, I think exhibitors might be coming in it back in a different fashion. Maybe they're more in open class. We've seen FFA numbers grow a little bit more. I think our 4-H numbers are coming back, but I think they're looking at different ways in which they do exhibit, but the number of exhibitors that fairs are having is also back to where it was.
Good news from Jamie Butke, Executive Secretary of the Wisconsin Fair Association. Again, tonight is the big night for that group. They'll be announcing the fairest of the fairs for 2024. Charity Seebecker will be there, and we'll be posting that update just as quick as the announcement is made. Follow Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. That's the best way to get to it. And we'll also have it up at MidwestFarmReport.com. Markets this morning in Chicago are about as chilly as our weather is outside. Right now, March corn's down 2 at 457. December new crop down 2 at 491. March beans are down 6, 1242. November new crop down 3 at 1205. July new crop wheat right now down 3.5 at 627. Dairy had a better day yesterday in Chicago. Barrel cheese was up 1.5 at 147. 40-pound block cheese gained 5.25 cents to 151. AA butter was up 3.75 cents at 256.75 per pound. Now the February Class 3 fluid milk, that's down 4 right now at $15.94. The March milk, that's up 8 at $16.58 a hundredweight. Coming up next, the Wisconsin State Fair getting a little attention today during a public hearing down at the State House, discussing that topic and more with Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballwig next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hang on to your tractors. Here's another update. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Well, on a Wednesday, we want to catch up with our friend Joan Ballwig, Senator for the Agriculture Committee, and the gal that has been busy already as the new calendar year is underway. Joan, this week is an important time for people to be paying attention to some of the agenda items that are on the docket for 2024 and some that might have been left behind in 2023, per se. Tell me a little bit about the public committee meeting that's going on this week and what you hope you'll get done.
So this week in the Agriculture and Tourism Committee, we'll be hearing from two appointees to the Veterinary Examining Board and see about interviewing them and then passing on their nominations by the governor. Then we're going to be hearing three bills in committee. Now, the first one This has to do with the eligibility for farmland preservation tax credits, depending on whether or not the land has utility scale solar. So we're seeing more solar on a lot of our farmland right now. It is legal to take land that is in farmland preservation to switch it into that. But of course, should the land that has, my way of thinking, if you're farming the land with crops, yes, you should be getting those tax credits. If you're switching it over to solar, it's an entirely different thing. So that's going to be on one of those bills. Then we're going to be doing another one. Senator Mark Lyon and Representative Rodriguez, who both serve on the State Fair Park Board, have brought this forward. In Wisconsin, we collect sales tax on items when you have an entertainment venue, you know, the brewers, the concert, all of those kinds of things. Except county fair admission tickets. And so what the State Fair Park Board is asking, let's eliminate that that sales tax on your admission ticket to the state fair, and let the state fair keep the rest of that money for things that they are looking at improving and developing. I had a conversation with John Yingling the other day. He says, you know, one of the things on the docket, you know, could be the hog barn. So there are some needs there, and they're looking to build up some money to make those capital improvements. And we're going to be voting on this week the well compensation grant program. We had a public hearing on this many months ago, almost a year ago in March, and the author, Senator Coles, was working on some tweaks to that. We've got that completed now. So using the money that we already have in the budget to help out in the well compensation grant program, we are hoping to get that one done. And then something that has come up just in the last couple months, public hearing was back in October, on a interactive carbon calculator for farmers. And the idea is that DATCAP would contract with somebody to put a carbon calculator out on their website or have available for free for farmers. So as we get into areas where maybe your dairy or maybe the vegetable plant that you're sending your crops to or anything else is going to be asking more questions about this. So how can you figure out what the value of a no-till is or some kind of water conservation program that you did and making changes? So this would be a tool for farmers who are interested or have the need to try to figure out a little bit of this on their own. And see if it if they do hire consultants, see if it kind of matches up.
Mm-hmm. Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig along with us from Marquetson. Now, Joan, that carbon calculator and really just looking at that carbon credit market opportunity has been something you've been paying attention to for a while. Is the momentum still there for the biofuels and the carbon credit possibilities for 2024?
Well, definitely, I believe the carbon credit is. Another bill that I have out there right now would promote higher use of biofuels in our everyday driving. Not sure if that's something that's going to make it through the process. We will see, but we're working on that one. And there are some new labeling bills that have just recently been introduced. So we're going to take a look at that for possibly a committee hearing later on in the month. But we expect to be finished with this session's work by the end of February or maybe the beginning of March. Mm-hmm. So anything that's going to happen is going to happen pretty quickly now.
Can you give people an idea on how they can follow along with these conversations, Joan?
Certainly. So if you're connected with one of the farm advocacy groups, whether it's Farm Bureau, Soybean Association, Corn Growers, Potato and Vegetable, all of those they have their position papers online, of course. And if you click into one of those, you can get information. If you want to know exactly what's happening, if there are amendments to something, when a public hearing is, if you want to submit some testimony or even want to come in, right on the face of the Wisconsin Legislature homepage is something you can do to follow along. So you can sign up to have alerts sent to you when there's any kind of activity on a particular proposal that you are interested in.
Excellent, excellent. That's Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig along with us on a Wednesday morning, letting you know that there's still the snow's flying outside, but things are flying down at the state capitol, and you'll want to keep connected with that. Like she said, farmland preservation, taking a look at Wisconsin State Fair admission tickets, well compensation, all kinds of different things that are happening. And like she said, you can stay connected. Simply go to the Wisconsin legislative page and sign up for those alerts. Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig, chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee, along with us. I'll catch up with you tomorrow morning. We're swinging on over to talk dairy with our friends from EverAg. Be careful out there on the roads today.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
An Arkansas ag researcher explains how farm policy helps farmers manage risk. Today on Farm to Fork.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
The federal farm program's big safety net for farmers these days is subsidized crop insurance. And while critics tend to focus on that, a researcher at the University of Arkansas suggests it's a good public investment. Andrew Anderson says farm programs many years ago involved a lot of crop price supports, but that's pretty much gone now.
I think over the last 50 years, farm policy has evolved in an attempt to improve that, so that we're not driving overproduction and then we have to put production limits, right? At this point, it's doing a pretty good job. I don't know that it's possible to completely remove the distortionary effects of farm policy, but that's the goal.
Anderson is an assistant professor of ag economics and agribusiness at the University of Arkansas. Modern farm programs that include crop insurance subsidies, he says, are a good thing.
What that does is it brings stability, and farmers can make informed decisions that are optimal and that don't distort the market. So that's an excellent way in which we can bring stability to agricultural markets and everyone benefits.
I'll have Anderson back tomorrow to tell how everyone benefits from the federal farm program. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him
and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Sherry.